In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
It's the most anticipated WNBA season in history.
And you know what that means.
Court is back in session.
Welcome to Queens of the Court, an Odyssey original podcast.
I'm your girl, Cheryl Swoops.
And I'm Jordan Robinson. All WNBA season long, we'll be bringing you interviews with star athletes, analysis on your favorite teams,
and lots of hot takes.
Order, order in the court.
Follow and listen to Queens of the Court on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah, Kenny, it came off to me last week when the Browns talked is that they were saying things they didn't believe. I know that was at the root of what we were just arguing about. Mary Kay says they do believe it. They're a football team. They have to believe that way so that they can go out and play a football game. I just think they were overcompensating. They were going over the top in trying to get people to know how good they were and how great Deshaun Watson was, how not limited Deshaun Watson was, when our eyes told us a very different story, like, immediately.
Did you come to that conclusion in hindsight or as you were hearing it?
I mean, you heard me last week.
No, we played them side by side. You're right.
I couldn't understand why they were trying to sell us on how there were no limitations and how they were that offense, despite the fact that we knew they had barely been able to work on things, how they were going to introduce an entirely new offense and have it be where it needed to be for week one against a really tough defensive front.
I know why. They know what we say. They are in tune to what we say as much as they say. And I'm not saying like Kevin Stefanski's driving into work listening to us. Like, no, that's not the case. They are in tune to what we, the assembled fans, media, the greater fandom say. They know what we say, and they know that over the last 8 months of the offseason, there was just so many questions. There was criticisms. You know, I brought up myself. I go, no, if I own the Browns, I'm not, I know the investment I made in Joe Flacco. I'm not bringing, or in Deshaun Watson, I'm not bringing Joe Flacco back. There's people walking around Joe Flacco jerseys going, boo my quarterback if he doesn't play well, because he hasn't played that well. So I got to see this thing through as far as I can. I think Joe Flacco played really well. I don't mean any disrespect. I just got to tell you guys the truth of the matter. And they knew they had to sell the quarterback to the fans. And Lyman, you called it out. I mean, read what you read from Patrick Mahomes. Do you have it in front of you?
Yeah,
read what you read from Patrick Mahomes. This is before the Ravens game.
This is the back-to-back champion of the NFL.
Okay.
And the best player
going
on the planet in football.
Here. 4 out of 5.
And they're asking him about where he is mentally and going up against the Ravens. And he went and praised nonstop how physical they were. And they're like, we could get dominated if we don't come out and we play really hard. We can't let them push us around because they can dominate the game. He also said last year, not much in the mind. You're so focused on trying to get better. You're playing the best of the best week one. We're going to see where we're at. We're going to have to go out there and play our best football early in the season. Like, this is a bunch of player speak. Right? This is a bunch of,
right,
we respect our opponents. What he's not saying is, wait till you see the offense. Oh, I'm an elite quarterback. I've got no limitation. Like, you're just not seeing that because he doesn't have to.
He doesn't have to say it. The Browns have to say it because you didn't see anything all preseason. Didn't see a lick of anything from him. Didn't even know who the left tackle was going to be to start the game.
That's exactly right.
Still don't know who the left tackle is going to be to start this game.
That's true, too.
I don't want to compare the organizations because I'm not saying the Browns are some, you know, upstart organization or don't know what they're doing, but one's the peak of professionality in football, right? Just,
yeah.
Things happen. They didn't have a great offseason in Kansas City when it comes to stories, and it doesn't matter because when it's time to play football, that's where the focus is, and that's all there is. That's not what's happening in Cleveland.
You guys are right. They should have probably spoken softer and carried a bigger stick. However, let me just say this for one thing. I'm Ken's making excuses to the Browns again. The Chiefs speak for themselves. I mean, you just said it. Back-to-back champs going for a three-peat. Mahomes is probably, by the time it's all said and done, going to be the best to ever do it. They speak for themselves. The Browns, yeah, all those questions that we brought up over the last 8 months, they had to speak for themselves. Did they have to speak to that level? No. Because Ken Dorsey's saying, what did he say? Oh, there's going to be some things out there you ain't going to believe. Yeah, there was a lot of things on Sunday that
throw,
I had.
Yeah, the throw to CeeDee Lamb was a throw nobody else could make.
I just couldn't believe what I was seeing. I couldn't believe it.
So do you think, and it's interesting because I think we're on the same page on this.
Yeah.
We don't necessarily know the why of what they're doing. We kind of have our theories around it. Is there a chance they truly thought they were going to be unbelievable and they just didn't realize how hard this is going to be? This is not it, for any team in their situation, by the way. Here's why I say that.
For
any quarterback coming off surgery, for any line that has that left tackle situation, then you're going up against Micah Parsons and Lawrence. Like, very, very tough. The fact that you're overhauling the offense. These are hard things.
They are, and they did not firmly believe that. I will tell you from what I saw, from what I observed, to who I talked to this entire preseason. I wasn't even there as much as I have been in the past because they've spent more time at the Greenbrier again. But I'm telling you right now, they did not expect that. You know Kevin. I know Kevin. Do you think he's that type of guy? Not a chance in hell. Not a chance. I mean, let's pull back the curtains here. You and I both know the man. Do we think that he's that way? Nope. No. They did not truly think that. And I went nuts on Monday. Not that nuts even about the performance. It was about the comparison and other things like that. And I just wasn't ready to hear it. But I made this big thing. I ain't going to make any excuses. And I didn't. And it was tough talking Ken time. It wasn't over what Ken Dorsey said. I don't think I mentioned Ken Dorsey. Go back and check the transcripts. I didn't mention Ken Dorsey's press conference once. It was, I know what you're capable of. And I know about this preseason. And even then, you failed to meet those expectations. Even then, you failed to play the way you played. And now I'm afraid of the quarterback where you're, listen to me, I'm turtling up over here and I'm saying, hey, maybe we need to bring the offense in a little bit. Maybe we need to do this a little bit where we bring the line of scrimmage, where we bring the goals closer to the line of scrimmage here and shorten up this offense for Deshaun Watson. Maybe we should talk to him about staying within a structure here. I mean, you're hearing it come out of my mouth. Mary Kay could sit there and say, we're not in savior mode. No offense to Mary Kay, love her. I totally disagreed. I totally disagreed with about eight sentences she said in a row there. I'm going, man, I don't want to freak out over this, but this is our future. Whatever you want to think about Deshaun Watson, the guy's our future. Whatever, and he's going to have to play. You can blame the offensive line. Maybe the offensive line's going to suck. He still has to play with him. And when he was in Houston, he played with a bad offensive line. But he was more physically capable of doing things that he did in Houston than he is now. So now I know that he can play, or he should have to play in a system here. You had other guys come in. I'm sick and tired of talking about Joe Flacco as much as anybody else, because that's never happening again. Good for Joe. Nice guy too. But it's never happening again. But what did Joe prove? What did he prove? That if you play within a system and you take care of the football, well, you can win football games. If you don't, and he didn't in the final game they played together, then you're going to have some struggles there. And that's what they did. If you get rid of the football, if you run the right route, if you do the right thing, you can take care of each other. That's what he's going to have to do now. And unless he proves me wrong.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
It's the most anticipated WNBA season in history.
And you know what that means.
Court is back in session.
Welcome to Queens of the Court, an Odyssey original podcast.
I'm your girl, Cheryl Swoops.
And I'm Jordan Robinson. All WNBA season long, we'll be bringing you interviews with star athletes, analysis on your favorite teams,
and lots of hot takes.
Order, order in the court.
Follow and listen to Queens of the Court on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.